Meseches Baba Kama, Daf Dalet, 16 lines in the bottom of Daf Gimel Beis, and in our Mishnah on Daf Beis and Aleph, we stated Abba Avis Nezikin. There are four categories of Nezikin, and Rashi stated Avis Karl Hanuk Tchivim Bekor Behedya, that the Tanav Mishnah listed those Avis which are stated Mefurish in the Pasuk, and those four were Hashar VaBar VaMav VaHeva. And of course, we know what Bar and Heva is. Bar is a pit, and Heva is Eish. However, as we will see today, there's a Shaila and there's Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel exactly what Shar refers to and exactly what Mava refers to, and we have to keep in mind the entire time when we're learning our sugya that Lemaisa Mishnah stated Loi Harei Ashar Karei Mava, that the characteristics of Shar is not similar to Mava, and therefore if the Torah would only tell us that there's the Hezek of Shar, we would not necessarily be able to learn the Hezek of Mava from Shar. The Loi Harei Mava Karei Ashar, and if the Torah would only tell us that there's a din of Mava and there's a Hezek of Mava, we would not necessarily know that someone would be Chayiv if they were Mazik someone based on the Hezek of Shar. And in addition, we have to keep in mind that the Mishnah continues and stated the two obvious Zikin of Shar and Mava have similar characteristics that the Yesh B'Ruachayim, and therefore if the Torah would only tell us the din of Shar and the din of Mava, we would think that it's only over there that a person is Chayiv. However, one may have thought that they're not Chayiv if they're Mazik someone based on Eish, and Kamash 1, the Torah had to tell us the Hezek of Eish as well to tell us that you're Chayiv in that case as well. And our Gemara begins, HaMava B'Heva, we mentioned the Hezek of Mava and the Hezek of Heather, and Gemara asks, my Mava, what is the Hezek of Mava? And Rav Omer, Rav states, Mava ze Adam. When our Tana discusses Mava, he's referring to Adam HaMazik, who Shmuel Omer, Mava ze Hashen, and Shmuel says that the Tana is referring to the Hezek of Shein, and as the Gemara taught us on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, that the elements of the Hezek of Shein is Yeshan Ol Zeka, U'Meinchu Shmiras Alecha. And the Gemara continues, Rav Omer, Mava ze Adam. Rav says, Mava refers to Adam, V'chsiv, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Omer Shemir, Asa Veke, V'gam Leila, Im Tevoyin Ba'ayu, Shuvu Esayu. The Pasuk before this is telling us that if the Navi or the Malach calls HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they ask, how will we overcome Edom and how will we overcome the darkness of Golus? And the Pasuk tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Shema Yisrael, or some explain the Shema Yilamim, he will respond to the Navi and he says that the morning will come La'asid Lavai and we'll get out of this Golus and there'll be a Gula for the Tzadikim, V'gam Leila, and there will also be darkness for the Rishayim, and there will be Einshin for the Rishayim. And when Klal Yisrael will ask that why we'll be able to go out of Golus, and the reason is because you will do tshuva and you'll be mevakish racham in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and once you return, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send the Gula. Rav learns that since this Lashon of Tevayim Bayu is speaking about Klal Yisrael and they will go and do tshuva, so therefore we see the Lashon of Bayu is regarding a person, and therefore he says that when Amisha said Hamava, it's also referring to Adam HaMazik. And Gemara continues, Shmuel Amen, Shmuel Agzin Rav, he says Mava Zeh Hashen, the Avni Zikin that it refers to in our Mishnah when it says Mava is referring to Shein, the Chsiv, and the Pasuk in Avadia states, Ech Nachpesu Esav Nuvu Matzpainov. The Gemara asks, Me'i Mashma, how do we see from this Pasuk that's referring to Shein? And the Gemara explains, Kedim Tagram Rabbi Yasef, who was a Baki in Tagram, and therefore he understood that even though there are many different ways to understand the Pasuk, but this is the way that there's a Kabbalah to understand the Pasuk. The way Rabbi Yasef was Metagram the Pasuk is, Ech Tein Yisplesh Esav Isgalion Matmurai. This Pasuk is also a Pasuk that refers to Achris Yamim and tells us that at that time the enemies of Esav will go into cities of Esav, and they will reveal all the hidden places of Esav, and they will go and steal everything from Esav. And as Rashi says, we see the Targum of Nevoi is a Galion, Alma Nevoi, Lashon Gilui. Therefore, we see the Lashon Nevoi is a Lashon revealing. Hilkach Amah, therefore, Shmuel holds, Mav is Hashen, Mav refers to Shen, the Mav, Lashon Megulahu, the Hainu Shen, and that's similar to teeth, Shepam Megulah, Pam Makusa, that sometimes it's revealed, and sometimes they are hidden. And the Gemara continues, and will now explain why Rav doesn't say like Shmuel, and why Shmuel doesn't hold like Rav, and both of them will basically say that they hold that the Lashon of the Mishnah of Mava doesn't necessarily fit into the Lashon of Pasuk that the other one brings. And as the Gemara explains, Rav might time in Lomik Shmuel, so why is it that Rav holds that Mava is the Adam and he doesn't hold like Shmuel that Mava is the Shein? Amalach, so Rav will respond, Mik Tani Niveh. If the Mishnah would have used the Lashon of Niveh instead of Mava, then we could have understood that it's speaking about the teeth of an animal because it itself is revealed, and the Lashon Niveh means that it's Nigla and it's revealed. However, the Lashon of Mava is Mashmur that's revealing something else and not talking about it itself. Therefore, Rav felt that it fits better into the Pasuk that discusses the person that's being Mevakish Rachmim and asking Rachmim about something else. And the Gemara continues with Shmuel, my time will learn Rav, and why is it that Shmuel that says that Mav is Shein doesn't hold like Rav that Mav is Adam? Amalach, so Shmuel respond, Mik Tani Baya, according to Rav, the Lashon of Mishnah should be Baya, and that would be similar to the Pasuk that says the Lashon of Ba'ayu, and that is a lashon of someone speaking and being mevakish rachmim, but since the lashon of the Mishnah is mavo, therefore it's not similar to that pasuk, and therefore Shmuel learned that when our Mishnah said mavo, it's referring to Shane based on the pasuk in Avadya, and the Gemara continues, mechte let us see, kroy loy kumar daiki, v'loy kumar daiki, based on Shmuel's tayin to Rav, and Rav's tayin to Shmuel, the psukim and not mashma, neither like Rav or like Shmuel, and as Rav said that the lashon mavo is not mashma like Shmuel, as Shmuel said, the lashon mavo is not mashma like Rav, and therefore the Gemara feels that it must be that Rav and Shmuel had different reasoning why they felt that Mav in the Mishnah is like their Shita. And Rav must have had a reason why he said Mav is referring to Adam HaMazik, and Shmuel must have had a reason why he felt that Mav is referring to Shane. And as the Gemara is, Rav might time alone with Shmuel, so why is it Lamaisa that Rav did not hold like Shmuel? And the Gemara explains, Tana, Shar v'chol milu d'shar, because Rav felt that our Tana said Shar, and when he said Shar, that was referring to all Hazekim of Shar, and it's referring to Karen, Shane, and Regal, and therefore when the Mishnah said Mavo, it must not be referring to Shane, as we already discussed it when we said Shar, and therefore Rav was left with no choice but to say that when the Mishnah stated Mavo, it must be referring to Adam HaMazik. And the Gemara now continues, and Esan Shmuel, Ushmuel Nami, Hatana Lev Shar, the L'chair according to Shmuel, since the Tano already said the Hezek of Shar, L'chair Shar should include Karen, Shen, and Regal, and therefore why would the Tana say separately Mavo, which refers to Shane, and L'chair Rav has a good Taino, that L'chair Mavo should refer to Adam HaMazik, and the Gemara will now have two different ways to understand the words of Shmuel and to understand our Mishnah according to Shmuel, and we will slug up the first memra as Rabbi Yehuda first tries and says Tana Shar Lukana Umav Lushinai, that when our Mishnah stated Shar, it wasn't referring to Karen, Shen, and Regal, it was only referring to the Hezek of Karen, and when the Mishnah states Mava, Shmuel Field is talking about Shane. And keep in mind that in a moment we'll see that the Gemara will actually slug up this memra of Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara will change what Shar means according to Shmuel, and ultimately the Gemara will ask that according to Shmuel, why would it be that Tana only speaks about Karen and Shane in our Mishnah and doesn't speak about Regal? Before we continue, let's point out that Yesedus Dikataisis, because it is relevant to all over Shas, as the Gemara says, Kedimatagam Rabbi Yosef, and we see this in many places in Shas, and Taisis explains it as we explain that since Rabbi Yosef was a Baki and Tagram, and there are many different ways to explain certain psukim, and therefore in many places the Gemara brings Kedimatagam Rabbi Yosef in order to explain a pasuk based on the way that we should learn that pasuk. Taisis specifically says not to understand the words Kedimatagam Rabbi Yosef, as some explain that since Rabbi Yosef was Sagi Nar and he was blind, therefore he couldn't read psukim in Lashon HaKodesh because Dvarim Shebiksavi Atu Rishoy Loi Malpeh, and that is the reason why he was a Baki and Tagram, as he always would read only the Tagram. But Taisis says that certainly based on Islas Hashem Heferu Teres Secha, therefore Rabbi Yosef would have been mutter to read the psukim, and therefore the pshat in Kimetagram Rabbi Yosef is as Taisis explained. Now Gemara now continues, and I want to take the idea of Rabbi Yehuda, who said that according to Shmuel, when the Mishnah stated Hashar, it's referring to Karen, and when the Mishnah said Hamava, it's referring to Shane, and then the Mishnah said Loyare Hashar Kari Hamava Voleare Hamava Kari Hashar, and the Mishnah did not explain exactly what the characteristics of Shar are compared to Mava, and what the characteristics of Mava are compared to Shar. And based on the member of Rabbi Yehuda, we have to now plug and play into the Mishnah. The Gemara first tries to explain V'hachikama, and this is what the Mishnah meant to say, Loyriya Karen She'in Hanol HaZekai K'ri'ya Shein She'yesh Hanol HaZekai, that if the Torah would only tell us that a Balabais is Chayiv if his animal damages someone based on Karen, we would not necessarily know that a person is Chayiv if the animal damages something based on Shein. And the reason is because Karen is Inan Hanol HaZekai and Shein is Yesh Hanol HaZekai. And at this point of the Gemara feels that there actually is a Maila and a reason why someone would be Chayiv when it's Inan Hanol HaZekai more than Yesh Hanol HaZekai. And as Taisa points out, as since this animal doesn't have any anah when he goes and damages someone with Karen, so therefore it's much easier for the Baal Bayis to watch the animal, and therefore there's a major taina on the Baal Bayis for not guarding the animal. However, Benegia Shane, where it's so much harder to guard the animal because it's Yeshanol Azekai, and therefore the animal will be more motivated to go and be mazik something. And as Taisa says, Havi Kein Oinis Shleihoy Yachal Shemer Kolkach. The Gemara continues to explain the other side of our Mishnah, and we continue on that if the Torah would only tell us that there's a Hezek of Shein where the Baal Bais would be Chayiv, so we may think that you're only Chayiv by Shein because it's in Kavanos Lahazik. However, by Karen, maybe you would not be Chayiv because it's Kavanos Lahazik. Once again, Taisis at the bottom of the Gemara Bay states, and the Mishnah then stated that is also a reason to say that maybe a Baal Bayis would only be Chayiv when his animal goes and is mazik something with Shane, and the animal doesn't have kavanah and is not motivated to go and be mazik something, and therefore it's in Yitzhak Takva, and therefore it was easier for the Baal Bayis to guard it, and since he didn't guard it, therefore he's going to be chai for such a hezek, and therefore it's not similar Kiriya Karen, the Kavanos Lahazik, the Yitzhak Takva, the In Yachal Shomer Kol Kach Yofa, and it's much harder for the Baal Bayis to guard it, and therefore maybe the Torah would not be Mechai of the Baal Bayis in that case. Rabbi Yehuda explained that this is the way Shmuel would understand our Mishnah, since Lefi Shmuel, the word Shar in our Mishnah is referring to the Hezek of Karen, and the word Mavin our Mishnah is referring to the Hezek of Shane. Agamar continues and says that L'chira, this Svar and this way to understand the Mishnah doesn't make sense, because L'avaka B'chaymahu, L'chira the Svar should be Pumfakert, U'mah Shane Sh'in Kavanas L'hazek Chayiv, that just like Benegei, the Hezek of Shane, where an animal doesn't have Kavanah to be Mazek, still the Baal Bayis will be Chayiv, so Karen Sh'in Kavanas L'hazek, Benegei Karen, where the animal had Kavanah to be Mazek someone, like Kolshkein, then certainly they should be Chayiv, and how could it be that the Mishnah would say, L'Rei Hashem, Karei Karen, and from Shane would not know the din of Karen? And Rashi, three lines on the top of the Amid states, Dinami, the Kaparach HaTaimakama, that were also asking this question on the first reasoning that Rabbi Yehuda brought, the cause of Karen, have enough Kashemine, the Lemaisa, how can you say, L'Rei Karen, Karei Hashem, and we would not know Shane from Karen, but Lemaisa, the Svar should be Pumfakert, from the Svar that Rabbi Yehuda stated at the bottom of the Amid, and we should learn out of Kavachema, Umak Karen Shane and all Zeka Chayiv, that just like Benegei Karen, that the owner is chayiv, even though the animal did not have any anor, so certainly when the animal had anor, then certainly the Baal Bayis should be chayiv. And although we won't go through the entire long Rashi at the top of the Amid, we already learned the Gemara as Rashi comes out that the Lashon of Lo Yirei HaKaren Kiriya Shein, or the Lashon of Lo Yirei HaShem Kiriya Karen, are both stating the same idea, that if the Torah would only tell us the first din, we would not know the second din. And as Rashi says at the end of the Rashi, V'hari Kama, Lo Yirei Zeh Kiriya Zeh, Ein Din HaKasa Bezeh, Roy Linu Bezeh, that just because the Torah tells us that the first din is applicable and the Baal Bayis will be chayiv does not necessarily mean that we would be able to learn out the second din. And for example, Lo Yirei Karen Kiriya Shen, that if we'd only say Karen, we'd not be able to learn out Shein. And Lo Yirei Shein Kiriya Karen, if we'd only say Shein, we'd not be able to learn Karen. And the Gemara continues and states that L'chari, your question on this member of Lo Yirei Shein and Kiriya Karen, as Shein is in Kavanas Lazik and Karen is Kavanas Lazik, and your question was that L'chari, the opposite Svar should be in effect, since Shein is in Kavanas Lazik and it's chayiv, then certainly Karen, which is Kavanas Lazik, should be chayiv. But the Maisa Istrich, maybe we do need the Pasik B'negei Karen, because one may have thought, maybe we would say that the din of Karen is similar to the case of an Eved and Amor, and we know that Eved and Amor, Lav Afagav Kavanas Lazik, Afilo Achim Petiri, that if an Eved and Amor go and if Mazik someone, the din is the Baal Bayis is Potter. Therefore, we see that even though something is Kavanas Lazik, the Baal Bayis is Potter, and therefore, maybe the Svar of Yehuda is correct that when the Mishnah says, Lo Yirei Hashem, Kiriya Karen, the Mishnah was telling us, Lo Yirei Hashem, She'ein Kavanas Lazik, and maybe that's why Yechayiv for such a Nezek. However, Karen would not be Chayiv, even though it's Kavanas Lazik, just like we find, but again, Eved Amor that damaged someone and was Kavanas Lazik, even so, the Baal Bayis is Potter. And Rashi says, where do we see this din of Eved Amor? Hafilu Hachim Peturin, Kanaminim Perak HaChayvel, as we learn that Pezayim and Alf, Ha'eved Ve'isha Pekiyasin Ra, Ha'chayv Ben Chayiv, Ve'hin She'chavlu Ba'achirim Peturin. In the top taste of the Amid, he points out that L'chayr, according to Rashi, then the Amid Gemara should have said, Midid Hava Eved Ve'isha, based on the fact that Agamara said, Midid Hava Eved Ve'amor, therefore, Rabbein Tam explains, the Nokar Eved Ve'amor, Meshum Dekoy, Amasis, and the Seif Mesech Yadayim, the Mishnah over there tells us that the master is Potter when his Eved or Amor go and damage someone. And as the Gemara ends the question, Hachinami Leishna, and therefore, in our Gemara as well, it makes sense that we could say, Lo Yirei Hashem, She'in Kavanas L'Hazik, Kiriya Karen, She'Kavanas L'Hazik, and maybe because it's Kavanas L'Hazik, that's why you're Potter, just like we find by the Eved Amor, that the Adon is Potter when it was Kavanas L'Hazik. And Lemaisa, keep in mind that Rashi said that the Gemara's original question wasn't only on Lo Yirei Hashem, Kiriya Karen, but it was also on the first member of Lo Yirei Karen, She'in Anol Azekai, Kiriya Hashem, She'ish Anol Azekai, and L'Chara, the Gemara did not slug up that question, and therefore, at this point, really, the Gemara is already slugging up the Svara of Rabbi Huda and the way he understood the words of Shmuel. But in any case, the Gemara continues and it actually points out that the Gemara's answer is not necessarily an answer, and therefore the Gemara's question, V'lav Kavachaymu, which is asked on the Svar of Lo'i Yashen, Kiriya Karen, will also be a valid question. And as the Gemara now answers, Amr Rav Ashi explains, Atu Eva Amr, Lav Taim Rabbi Isbu, that the reason why the master is Potter by an Eva Amr is not because Kavanos Lahazik, and therefore the Potter, and that's why B'negei Karen, that's Kavanos Lahazik, he should also be Potter, as one is nothing to the other. As over there, Rabbanan explained that there's a major reason why the Torah was not Mechayev the Adon when the Eved or Amor damaged someone. And the reason is, as the Mishnah Masechet Yadayim actually tells us, Shem Yakritenu Rabbi, because maybe the master will get the Eved or Amma upset and get them angry, and they will want to get even with the Master, and the Eved or the Amma will go and light up the stack of Tua of their friend. Therefore, if the Torah was Mechayiv the Adon, it would potentially cause that the Adon could be Chayiv 100 mana every single day based on actions of his Eved and Amma. And therefore, it's specifically been again in Eved Amma, where not only is Kavanasal Hazik, but they also have Das, and they could determine and make a decision that they're going to do something on purpose in order to go and be Mechayiv the Master. Therefore, the Torah did not feel it was proper to be Mechayiv the Adon. However, Benegay Karen, well, although it's true that the Behemah is Kavanasal Hazik, but certainly it's more of a reason to be Mechayiv the Adon, guard this Behemah and make sure that he's not going to be Mazik. Therefore, the Gemara's question that Lacher it's a Kavachimah, Uman Shein Shein Kavanasal Hazik Chayiv, so Karen Shein Kavanasal Hazik, like Koshkin, and certainly the Adon should be Chayiv. And the Gemara continues, and Argus is El Parachachi, and some Agaris El Hachi Kama. This is actually what Rabbi Yehuda said, and this is the way Rabbi Yehuda will explain the Mishnah according to Shmuel. Hell, when the Mishnah said Shar, it's referring to Karen, and when the Mishnah said Mava, it's referring to Shein. The way to plug this into the Mishnah is when the Mishnah said Loi Ria Shar, Kiria Mava, it meant as follows. If the Torah would only tell us the Mazik of Karen, then we would say Loi Ria Karen, Shekavanasal Hazik, that although the Torah is Mechayiv the Baal HaBayis by Karen, that's because his animal had Kavanah to be Mazik, Kiria Shen, Shein Kavanasal Hazik, and we would not be able to learn out Shein because it's not the Kavanah of the animal to be Mazik, and he's only doing this for his own Hana, and maybe the Baal HaBayis would not be Chayiv. And similarly, when the Mishnah said Veloi Ria Hamava, Kiria Shar, the Mishnah meant to say Veloi Ria Shen, that if the Torah would only tell us that there's a Mazik called Shen and the Baal HaBayis would be Chayiv, we would think it's only by Shein, Sheisha Nala Zekai, as since the animal has a Na, therefore you can be Chayiv. However, we would still not know that if an animal goes and damages someone by using his Karen, then he would be Chayiv, as Kiria Karen, Shein HaNala Zekai, as since the animal is not getting a Na, so maybe the Baal HaBayis would not be Chayiv. If you are Yehuda, this is the way that Shmuel would explain the Mishnah, and he would explain that when the Mishnah states Shar, it's referring to Karen, and Mava, of course, is referring to Shein, as Shmuel stated. And the Gemara now continues and asks another question on Rabbi Yehuda, that L'chor, you're telling me that according to Shmuel, when the Mishnah stated Shar, it's referring to Karen, and the Gemara asks, V'regel Mai, and why is it that the Tana would leave out Regel if it is also in the first Bekra and is one of the others Zizikin? And the Gemara therefore asks, Shirei, do you think that the Tana just left it out? And as Rashi says, B'tmiyah, the Gemara continues that maybe the reason why we left out Regel is because K'shehizik Chava Mazik Lassir Regel has in the Mishnah on Daf Tesem Beis, we're going to say Lashin, K'shehizik Chava Mazik, that's coming to include Regel, that even by Regel, the Mazik would be Chayiv. And although we find this Lashin of K'shehizik Chava Mazik in the Mishnah on Beis Zomid Aleph as well, however, Ayin and Taisa do Mazik K'shehizik Chava Mazik, Loi Hainu K'shehizik Kama is not going back on K'shehizik Chava Mazik that we mentioned in Daf Beis Zomid Aleph, El Me'idah K'shehizik Mabala, but we bring this Riboy from the Mishnah on Daf Tesem Beis. Rashi on Daf Tesem Beis explains the Lashin in the Mishnah on Daf Beis Zomid Aleph of K'shehizik Chava Mazik is not extra, as we have to learn things from that Lashin, and the Taisa Rid explains because these words are needed in order to teach us the Tzadah Shavah, that by all Mazikim, the only way that the Gemichayev is Dakim Hazik and Shmuyasim Lecha, and then K'shehizik Chava Mazik. And the Gemara is not happy with this Teretz, as the Gemara is, Filisneir Behedya, that although it's true that we could learn it from the words on Daf Tesem Beis of K'shehizik Chava Mazik, but L'chor, since this is something which is written in the Torah and regular is Mefurish Bekra, so L'chor, why didn't the Tana of our Mishnah mention it Mefurish, and it should have said Chamish Avis Nezikin Hein, and we should have specified regular in our Mishnah. And the Rashba points out that we can't say that Lefi Shmuel, we would say that when the Mishnah mentioned Shar, it's referring to both Karen and Regel, as if that would be the case, then it would be impossible to explain what the Mishnah meant when it said Le'arei Ashar Karei Amava V'le'arei Amava Karei Ashar. And therefore Agamar continues, and Elam Rava, therefore Rava explains that according to Shmuel, the way to understand our Mishnah is Tana Shar L'Raglai Umav L'Shinai. When our Mishnah stated Shar, it wasn't referring to Karen as Rabbi Yehuda stated, but it's referring to the Hezek of Regel. And as Shmuel stated, when the Mishnah mentioned Mava, it's referring to Shein, and Uv Hachi Kama, and the way to understand the Mishnah of Loi Ri'i Ashar Kuriya Mava and Loi Ri'i Mava Kuriya Ashar is as follows: Loi Ri'i Regel Shezeka Matzoi Kuriya Shein She'ina Zeka Matzoi. That if the Torah would only tell us that there's a Chiyuv by Regel, we may have said that the only time the Torah is Mechayiv the owner is only by Regel, since it's so normal for an animal to damage in that way, and therefore he should have guarded better. However, maybe the Torah would not be Mechayiv a Baal HaBayis to guard his animal from Shein because it's not a Zeka Matzoi. And then the Mishnah tells us V'loi Ri'i Mava Kuriya Shar, because V'loi Ri'i Shein She'ishin Al Zeka Kuriya Regel She'in Al Zeka. That if the Torah would only tell us that an owner is Chayiv if his animal goes and damages someone with his Hanal Zeka, we would say that's because it's Hanah. Therefore, it makes sense that the owner should be chayiv because his animal had anah. However, one may think that the Torah is not mechayiv the owner when his animal goes and destroys someone or damages someone with his regal because there is no hanah to the animal. And the Gemara now asks a question on Rava, the Karen Mai, and why is it the Tana would leave out Karen if it is also Mefurish Bikra and is one of the Avos Hazikin? And once again, the Gemara asks, Shari, do you think that the Tana just left it out? And as Rashi stated beforehand, that this is a Lashon Tmiya and this is a Lashon of a question. Once again, the Gemara answers, Kshizachav Mazik Lasuya Karen, when the Mishnah on Daf Tesam Beis states the idea of Kshizachav Mazik, that's coming to include Karen. And once again, the Gemara asks the same question, Vilisnei Behadya, Lachari, why wouldn't we mention Karen Mefurish on our Mishnah? And over here, the Gemara does have a Teretz, but Mu'adun Mitchlas and Kamari, Betam Vilisayf Mu'adun Le Kamari, that our Mishnah only wants to speak about the Abba of Sezikin, where they're all considered Mu'ad Mitchlasan and Yechayiv Nezik Sholim, and we don't want to speak about a case of a Tam and then you become a Mu'ad, and therefore we don't speak about Karen in our Mishnah at all, and we're only Miramist it based on the Mishnah of Tesla and Beis, which states Kshizu Chav Mazik, which comes to include Karen as well. And the Gemara continues that although we just explained how Shmuel will learn our Mishnah, but the Gemara now is, Shmuel, my time Haloim Karab, the Lamaisa, why did Shmuel hold like Rab, and why did he say when the Mishnah said Shar is referring to Karen, Shane, and Regal, and when the Mishnah mentioned Mabo is referring to Adam and Mazik, as certainly Shmuel agrees that Adam and Mazik is an Av as it's mentioned in the Torah. The Gemara answers, Omalach, that Shmuel respond to you, Isak Daitach Adam, if you're going to tell me that our Mishnah discusses the Av of Adam, Haktani Sefer, this is mentioned in the Mishnah on Tatas Vavam and Beis, the Mishnah mentions Chamisha Muadin, and it talks about Hashem Muedis Lechas Arayla, Haregu Muedis Lishba Bederach Hilucha, Vishar Muad, Vishar Mazik Vishus Anizik, Vodom, and since Adam and Mazik is mentioned on Daftes Vavam and Beis as a Muad, therefore we didn't mention it in our Mishnah. And the Gemara continues in Esan Shmuel, Velista Beresha, although it's true that we do mention Adam in the Mishnah on Daftes Vavam and Beis, but Lechaya, our Mishnah, which is talking about the Avos Hazikin, should have mentioned it first, and why would we wait until Daftes Vavam and Beis? And the Gemara answers, Beniski Mam and Kamari, Beniski Lugufu like Kamari, that Shmuel held that the Tanava Mishnah only discussed the Hezek that happens through a person's money and not through his own body. And that's why our Mishnah only spoke about Shar Bar, Mav and Hevel, and Mav is talking about Shane and not talking about Adam. The Gemara now we ask on Rav, Rav Nami Yaktani Adam is Sefer, that according to Rav, Lemaisa we said Adam in the Sefer, and why would we have to say Mav, which refers to Adam in the Resha? And Amalach Rav, so Rav responds, Hu Lemachshve Bahadim Wadin Udasa, that the only reason why we mention Adam in the Sefer is only because we're speaking about those that are modern, and therefore we say that the Adam that we spoke about on that Bezim Alf when we mentioned Mava, which is one of the Avos Hazikin, is also one of the people that are Mu'adim Mitchilasan, and they're always a Mu'ad, and they always pay Nezek Shalim. The Gemara continues that Lemaisa, according to Rav, when a Mishnah mentioned Shar, it's referring to Karen Shannon Regal, and when a Mishnah mentioned Mava, it's referring to Adam. L'chari, at this point, we have to plug and play as to how to explain the words of the Mishnah that stated, Loi Riyashar Kareya Mava, V'loi Areya Mava Kareya Shar. And as the Gemara is, according to Rav, my Loi Arey, and the Gemara explains, Hachikama, this is the way to understand the Mishnah, Loi Riyashar Shemashalma Sakaifa Kareya Adam Sheimashalma Sakaifa. And if the Torah would only tell us that a person's chayiv for the actions and for the damages of Ishar, doesn't make a difference if it's Karen, Shen, or Regal, but the Maisa we would say the Torah is mechayiv you on the action of Ishar, because we know that the Torah is machmer on a person, and they say that if Ishar goes and kills someone, then you chayiv to pay kaifa. And as Rashi says, Hilkach Yikas of Shar, Loi Asya Adamine, the Adam Shar is chaveir, ben mezin derag, and Mishayu Gaylov, ein Mishalom kaifa, that since if a person kills his friend, he never pays kaifa, and if he does so, ben mezin, he would be killed, and if he does so, b'shogeg, he would go to Golis. Therefore, it's possible that Torah would not be mechayiv a person if they damage their friend. And Ayin Taisus who asks, Hikshu Riva, my chumra yizu, the lachar was the chumra that an animal pays kaifa and a person doesn't pay kaifa. Tayde ein mishal masa kaifa. The reason why a person doesn't pay kaifa mishun kimleim drabne because he actually gets a worse einish. And as Rashi says, if a person kills another person, if he does so, b'meizi is chayiv misa. And lachar that should show that it's even a greater chumra by a person that hurts of another person. Why wouldn't we learn from the fact that an animal has to pay for damages? Certainly a person that damages someone would also be chayiv. And Ayin entices how he explains our Gemara. And the Gemara continues to explain when the Mishnah said, V'loi Riyah Mava Kariyah Shar, it's telling us as follows, V'loi Riyah Adam Shechayiv Ba'abod Varm, that if the Torah would only tell us that Adam that's mazik someone is chayiv, we would think that it's chayiv because it's chayiv in four things that a Shar is not chayiv. As we know, a Shar is chayiv for Nezek, but an Adam is chayiv for Tzav Ribui, Shavus, and Bashis as well. Kariyah Shar Shein Ba'abod Varm, and if the Torah wouldn't tell us that a person is chayiv for the damage of their Shar, we would think that maybe it's more kal and he would not be chayiv. And the Gemara continues to ask on Rav that how could the Mishnah say Hatzad Shavshu and Shadda Dakel Hazik, then all the cases of the Mishnah is Dakel Hazik, because you're Dakel Hazik, how can you tell me that the case of Shor in the Mishnah is Dakel Hazik? If according to Rav, the Shor is including Karen, and of course we know that a Karen is a Tam, and it's not his Derech to be Mazik someone. And as Rashi says, L'shmuel lekel mifrach, this question is definitely not a Shmuel. The regal Vadai Dakel Lekel Hazik, and as Rav explained, that according to Shmuel, when the Mishnah said Shor, it's referring to regal, and that is definitely Dakel Hazik. The Gemara answers B'mu'ud, that this Shor was a Mu'ud, and therefore it was Dakel Hazik. And the Gemara asks, U'mu'ud Dakel Hazik, do you think that the type of an animal is that Dakel Hazik, even though it's a Mu'ud, you have to guard it, but it doesn't mean that's the normal way for it to Mazik? And the Gemara answers, Ein Chanami, Kivin De'ayid, once it becomes a Mu'ud, Urchihu, then it becomes his normal way, and therefore it's considered Dakel Hazik. And once again, the Gemara asks on Rav, that according to Rav, that Mavu refers to Adam, so L'chira, Adam Dakel Hazik, do you think it's normal for a person to go and damage people? Of course, it's not the normal way for a person to go and damage things. And the Gemara answers, B'yoshin, that we're talking about a case where a person is sleeping, and therefore he's not guarding himself in order that he shouldn't be mazik, and it's normal for him to be mazik things. And the Gemara asks, Yoshin, Dakel Hazik, do you think that just because he's sleeping, he's going to go and mazik things? He's sleeping. And the Gemara answers, Kivin to Kaifu Pashit Orchihu, since while he's sleeping, he keeps bending his knees and then stretching out and turning, therefore it's very shaykh that he will be mazik something, and that's why it's considered Dakel Hazik. And as Rashi says, Orchihu, L'shabe Kelim, Shabbatza Magloisov, to break Kelim that are near his feet. And Tais points out, B'yashalma Yesh, the Yoshin Le Mechayev, L'shkishkiv Atzma Yitzel Kelim, that the only time that someone's sleeping is Chayev is only when he went to sleep and the Kelim were already there. Avim Yoshin V'yavil Kelim Etzlai, however, he went to sleep and then someone brought Kelim next to him, V'shavran, and then he broke them, Pata, to him Garmaloi, because they cause it, V'chinim HaYoshin V'holachaber Elishin Etzlai, and the same would apply that if a person goes to sleep and then Shimon comes and goes to sleep next to him, V'ziku Zezeh, Harishin Pata, V'achrin Chayev, then Reuven, who went to sleep first, and Shimon was not next to him at that point, would be Pata, and Shimon that went to sleep right next to Reuven, and Reuven was already sleeping, would be Chayev. And the Gemara continues and answers Rav that our Mishnah stated that Tzav Shavishben Shadakel Hasik Ushmirasim Lecha. And the Gemara is that according to Rav, who holds Mamba is referring to Adam Mazik, so how can you say that Shmirasim Lecha, that he has a responsibility to guard that item? If L'chayu B'negev Adam, the Lashon of the Mishnah should be that Shmiras Gufay Alavu, that his own Shmir is on himself, and the Lashon of Shmirasim Lecha doesn't work out according to Rav, and definitely works out better according to Shmuel. And the Gemara is Ul Tamech, and even if you're going to want to tell me that Mishnah is going according to Shmuel, Hadutani Karno Abba Avis Zikin V'Adam Echmen, that even though according to you the words of Shmirasim Lecha will definitely work out in a Mishnah, because when it says Mava, it's referring to Shane, but even according to Shmuel, the Brice of Karna doesn't make sense, as Karna taught us Abba Avis Zikin V'Adam Echmen. He taught us there are four Avis Zikin, and one of them is Adam, and the Brice continues like our Mishnah does, and it says Hatzad HaShavishben Shadakel Hazak Ushmirasim Lecha, and L'chayra, since Adam is included in that Brice, so Adam Shmiras Gufo Lovehu, that's not Shmirasim Lecha, but Shmiras Gufo Lov. And the Gemara answers, Ella could Amalei Ravo Litana Tanei Adam Shmiras Gufo Lov, that in the Chanami Ravo explained that the way to say this Brice is that, of course, when it says Shmirasim Lecha, that's referring to anything which is his mumming, and for example, Benegeya Karen or Shane or Regal or Benegeya Bar or Eish. However, Benegeya Adam, in the Chanami, we have to say that a person is obligated to guard his own body, and we continue on Daf Dalam Beis Hachinami in our Mishnah as well. Tani Adam Shmiras Gufo Lov, that in the Chanami Benegeya Adam, we wouldn't say that Shmirasim Lecha, but we would say Shmiras Gufo Lov. And the Gemara continues, Maskel Ramari, Ramari asked the following question, Ve'ima Mava Zamayim, we just had a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, if Mava is Shane or if Mava is Adam, but L'chayr, the Lashon Mava could refer to water as well. And where do we see the Lashon Mava relevant to water? K'dechsev, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, K'kdeich Eish Hamasim Mayim Tiva Eish. Rashi over here explains the Pasuk, K'kdeich Eish Hamasim, K'moshe Eish Tzerif Dova Nimas, K'goin Zephis V'shaiva V'chol Min Revav, that just like fire will melt tar and will melt wax and any similar type of substance, so Mayim Tiva Eish, and Zok Rashi, K'mayim Shem Ravav Mas Eish, that also water will cause Eish to boil and to bubble. And as Rashi says, K'shinois Mayim Ala Eish, when you place water on fire, Nasim Kamin Avu Boyis HaRasichais, and it appears as if the water is causing the fire to boil and to bubble. David the Kra Hachihu, and the end of the Pasuk in Yeshaya states, Lehidia Shimcha L'Tzarecha Mipunecha Goyim Migarzu, and Rashi explains that the Pasuk is telling us, King Tadia Shimcha L'Tzarecha Kishida Avdim Min Ha'ilam, so should HaKadosh Baruch Hu to all your enemies when he destroys them from this world. And Taisa understands the question of Ramari, that L'Chayra, since we said that the Pasuk is not Meduik, not like Rabbi, not like Shmuel, why don't we say that when the Mishnah states Mava is referring to water, and this would fit in with the Pasuk even better. And Rashi Rashba learns the question of Amari as follows, that since we see that there's a Lashon of Mava that refers to water as well, so therefore the Lashon of Mava is very confusing, as it could refer to Mayim, as we just said, or it could refer to Adam, like Rav said, or it could refer to Shane, like Shmuel said, and therefore the title of the Mishnah shouldn't have used Lashon Mava, and it should have been more specific, and according to Rav, it should have said in the Mishnah Adam, and according to Shmuel, it should have said the word Shane refers to the Mishnah, and it would have been clearer. And Taisa also points out that L'chira, although we see the Lashon Mava refers to Mayim, but L'maisa, as we stated before, in order to be listed on Mishnah, something has to be Mefurish in the Torah, and where is the Hezek of Mayim written in the Torah? It says, V'yishleimam v'vishilach v'cheinu oimah v'shilech Mayim al pnei chutzais. We see the Lashon of Shalach used b'negei Mayim, as it states in the Pasuk in Iyov of v'shilech Mayim al pnei chutzais. It continues, V'afagav the shilach b'irai b'behema ayri, that even though the Lashon of Shilach is referring to an animal, mikol makum Mayim, nam yishtamoymine, we'd also learn Mayim from it, min da'afgarechbana b'hema b'lashon v'shilach, as since the Torah used the Lashon of Shilach. Ayin Rashi explains when the Gemara says, "Im mavzeh mayim shem shayfich adam meim of lushus rabim." If a person takes water and spills into lushus rabim, ubar achav v'nit tanfu kelav chay v'shayfchen, and then a person comes and his kelim get ruined, then the person who poured out the water would be chayv. The point of Rashi is that even though our Mishnah mentioned the hezek of bar and l'chayr by pouring water into lushus rabim, l'chayr it is also a hezek of bar, but the chiddush of the hezek of mayim is that although we know b'negei the hezek of bar, you're not chayv if you damage a person or you damage kelim, but b'negei mayim there would be chiyuv when you damage kelim. And Ayin Taisa Dima Maskel Ve'imim Avzeh Mayim, who discusses this further. The Gemara answers that we can't state that Mava refers to Mayim because Miksiv Mayim Nivay, it doesn't say in the pasuk that the water causes the fire to bubble, but Tiva Ishksiv, it actually says that the fire is what caused the Mayim to bubble and to boil. And as Rashi says, if we're talking about Mayim, it should actually use a Lashon Rabim and it should use a Lashon Nivay, but by the fact it uses a Lashon Akeva and a Lashon Yachid, it's mashma that's going on the fire itself and not in the water. And the Gemara now just wraps this up with a question that L'chari is very poshut as to the answer, but the Gemara wants to tie this up in a bow, and the Gemara says, Maskler Rav Zid, so Rav Zid asks the following question, that since we just stated that the Lashon of Tiva is referring to fire, so L'chari, why don't we say, when our Tanava Mishnah used Lashon Mava, is referring to the Hezek of Eish, the Chiksiv Tiva Be'esh Hudiksiv, and as we just explained, that the Lashon Tiva goes very well with fire, and the Gemara answers, Ihachi, Maya Mava Heva, certainly this can't be, because then in our Mishnah, we said two different Nezikin, there was Mava and there was Heva, and Heva certainly is referring to fire, and therefore Mava cannot be talking about fire, as otherwise we mentioned the same Hezek two times, and the Gemara is, V'chitem Pushikum Mefarish, and if you're going to tell me that the Mishnah is telling us that Mava is Heva, and Mava refers to fire, V'maisa, our Mishnah mentioned, Abba Ovis Nezikin, and Ihachi Abba Shleisha Heva, and if so, it's not really four Nezikin, there are only three, as there is only Shar Bar and Mava, which is Hever. And the Gemara is, V'chitema, Tana Shar de Ispeitati, that maybe when we said Shar in our Mishnah, it actually refers to Shane and Regal, and therefore we have Shane and Regal in our Mishnah, we have Bar, and we also have Eish, and therefore Mava really refers to Eish. And the Gemara says that can't be, because the Mishnah stated, V'loi Zevzeh Sheyesh Ben Ruachayim, referring to Shar and Mava, it states that Shar and Mava are Yesh Ben Ruachayim. Certainly if Mava refers to Eish, Eish, my Ruachayim is Bei, certainly Eish doesn't have Ruachayim. And the Gemara continues and states, Visu, and another question, my Karei Eish, how would you explain when we said in the Mishnah, V'loi Zevzeh Sheyesh Ben Ruachayim, Karei Eish, Ein Bei Ruachayim, and certainly these words would not make sense if Mava also refers to Eish. And the Gemara continues that although we mentioned in our Mishnah, Abba Ovis Nezikin, however, Tani Rabbi Eishia, Rabbi Eishia taught in the Braisa, Shleisha Asa Ovis Nezikin, that there are actually 13 Ovis Nezikin. The Gemara now will list the 9 different Ovis that Rabbi Eishia has that our Mishnah did not mention, and we will read all 9, and then we will go back and explain them, Shem Mechinam, Vashoyal Nesisacha, which is referring to a Shem Mechinam, Vasecha, and someone that rents something, and the next 5 are discussing when a person is Mazik, another person, that they would be Chayiv, 5 different payments, Nezek, Tzar, Ripoy, Shavas, Ubaishas, all those equal 9 other obvious Nezikin, Vabod, Masisin, and the 4 that we mentioned our Mishnah, which was Shar, Bar, Mav, and Heva, and of course we had the Machlaikas between Rav and Shmuel, exactly what Shar and Mav is, but ultimately they were listed as 4 in our Mishnah, therefore the entire list, Hatlesa, that comes out to 13, and the Gemara is, V'tani Don, my time, Eloi Taneyani, certainly the Tana of our Mishnah is not Chilik on this Tana, and he also agrees that these are obvious Nezikin, so why is it that our Tana did not mention these other 9 obvious Nezikin? And the Gemara continues and explains, Bishleim L'Shmuel, that we understand according to Shmuel, who said that when our Mishnah said, Shah and Mava, Shah was referring to Regal, and Mava was referring to Shane, so B'nis b'niskei mamon kamari b'niskei gufa like kamari is exactly like we mentioned before, and according to Shmuel, that our Mishnah was only talking about those nizakim that are shayach to a person's money, and his behemoth went and he actually did damage to someone, or his item went and damaged someone. In all cases of shor bar mav and heva, the baal bais would be chayiv. However, as we said, Shmuel did not say the case of Adam, because as he said our Mishnah is not talking about a case where a person himself was mazik someone or something. Just like our Tana of our Mishnah did not speak about Adam, therefore the Tana of our Mishnah did not speak about any of these nine different Ezekin, as Shemichinim Vashar, Nesesach Vasecha, Nezek Tzar, Ripa, Shavas, Ubaishas, are all cases where a person himself was the one who caused the damage. However, the Gemara is El Rav, but according to the Shita of Rav, who learned that our Mishnah, when it said Shar, is referring to Karen, Shen, and Regel, and when the Tana of our Mishnah spoke about Mava, is referring to Adam and Mazik. So since our Tana of our Mishnah spoke about Adam and Mazik, so we see that Benuska Gufa Kamari, and if so, the Gemara is on Rav, listening, then why didn't our Tana of our Mishnah also mention these nine that Rabbi Ishia just brought? And the Gemara answers, Tana Adam, V'chol Mil the Adam, that in the Chanami, according to Rav, when the Tana of our Mishnah stated Adam, he meant to say that any Hezek that a person causes, and all of these nine would be included in the Nezek of Mava that our Mishnah mentioned, which according to Rav is referring to Adam and Mazik. The Gemara continues, and is Rabbi Ishia Nami, Hatana Le Adam, L'chayr, according to Rabbi Ishia, since according to Rav, we already mentioned Adam and Mishnah as Mava referred to Adam, so L'chayr, why did Rabbi Ishia have to add in these nine different Nezikin? L'chayr, all of these Nezikin are already included in the Mishnah when it said Mava. L'chayr, since the Brisa actually said V'abod Masisin, that the four in our Mishnah are included in the count of the Brisa, so L'chayr, that already includes everything that the Brisa stated. Why would we specify these nine specific Nezikin? The Gemara answers, Trey Gavne Adam, that according to Rabbi Ishia, the town of the Brisa actually lists two different types of Hezek of Adam, Tana Adam, the Azek Adam. In the Brisa, when we spoke about the nine different Nezikin, we're speaking about a case where a person was Mazik another person, and therefore Nezek Tzar, Ripu, Shevis, and Bishes are certainly included in that category where a person was Mazik a person, and therefore the Chayib in the Chamish Advarim, the Tana Adam, the Azek Shar. And then when the Tana also mentions one of the four items, which is Mava of a Mishnah, and that refers to Adam and Mazik, that's talking about a case where a person was Mazik Ashar, and our Mishnah taught us that a person would be Chayib on that Nezek as well, and that is similar to our Mishnah, as Rashi says, because Klema Niske Mamin, the Mava Dumni de Barktani, because Mava is similar to a case of Bar, where a person is being Mazik, someone's animal, because as we know, that Bar cannot be talking about Niske Adam, because we already know the Psukim B'negei Bar already Mimayit, the Din of Adam and Kalim from Hezek, as the Gemara learns, Sharvloi Adam, Chamarvloi Kalim, and if someone's Bar damages a person, they would actually be Potar, since the case of Bar in our Mishnah is referring to a case where the Bar damaged an animal, therefore when our Mishnah mentioned Mava, which refers to Adam, it's also talking about a scenario where a person damaged an animal, and not talking about a scenario where a person damaged a person. And Rashi points out that we mentioned that the only time we call something an Av is only if it's Mefurish in a Pasuk, and L'chari, where do we see that a person that's Mazik Ashar is written in a Pasuk, and Rashi brings the Chsiv, as it says in the Pasuk of Mishpatim, U'makin Nefesh Behema Yishal Mena. And keep in mind that the Gemara will ask that L'chari, this explains the case of Nezek Tzar Ripu Yishavis U'Bashis, which is a case of an Adam that was Mazik Adam, but it's not explaining why Rabbi Ishia would include the case of Shem Mechinim Vashoyal Nesesach Vasecha, where over there a person is Chayiv for damaging someone's property. And our Gemara now continues, Ihachi, if you're telling me that the Mishnah wants to be specific about the items and about the obvious that it's speaking about, so Shor Nami listening, Trey Gavne Shor, L'chayr B'negei, the damage of Shor, we should also mention two different types of damages of a Shor. Listen to Shor, the Azik Shor, which is speak about a case where a Shor damaged another Shor, but listen to Shor, the Azik Adam, and we should speak separately about a case where a Shor was Mazik a person, and L'chayr Rabbi Ishia should have added this to his Brice as well. And the Gemara responds, Hai Mai, this question is not Shver, because of course there's a difference between Adam and Mazik and Shor and Mazik. And the reason is, Bishleim Adam the Azik Shor, we can understand why we would have to have a separate category for when a person is Mazik Shor, because Nezek Kudu Mishalim, that you only pay Nezek and you don't pay Chamisha Dvarim. However, Adam the Azik Adam, Mishalim Abad Dvarim, since B'negei an Adam that's Mazik another person, you pay the other four items and you'll pay Tzar Ripo Yishevis and Baishas. Therefore, we can understand why we kept them as separate categories. However, El Shor, but B'negei a Shor that damages Mali Shor the Azik Shor, Mali Shor the Azik Adam, there is no difference in halacha between a Shor that was Mazik another Shor and a Shor that was Mazik a person, Edi V'Edi Nezek Kudu Mishalim, and in both cases, all you pay is Nezek, and the owner is not responsible to pay Tzar Ripu Shevis and Baishas, and therefore we can understand why Rabbi Ishia considered this a separate category, and why in his Braisa they separated this category and they specified these additional nizakin. The Gemara now is v'ashem chinu v'ashoyel nisa sachar v'asecha. The adam da'azik sharu the luchera. If you're telling me that Rabbi Ishi is bringing his brisa, all those cases where it's adam that was mazika adam, but luchera the case of shem chinu v'ashoyel nisa sachar v'asecha, where a person damages someone's property, that's a case of adam da'azik shar v'ktani, and still Rabbi Ishi mentioned it in his brisa. The Gemara answers that in a chenami, in the case of shem chinu v'ashoyel nisa sachar v'asecha, it's a case of adam da'azik shar, and even so, Rabbi Ishi said this as a separate case in the Braisa, because Tana is Zekin to be Dayim, Viktani is Zekin to Mela. And when our Mishnah mentioned Mava, which according to Rav refers to Adam HaMazik, that was talking about a person that was Mazik Ashar, and he did so be Dayim. However, in the Braisa, Rabbi Ishi is also telling us that aside for a person being responsible and being Chayiv, if he was Mazik, someone else's property be Dayim, it was also a Chiyiv for someone that was a Shoy Mechinim, or a Shoyel, or a Nesi Secha, or a Secha, didn't necessarily damage the person's property be Dayim, and the Hezek potentially only happened Mela. For example, the item was stolen from him or an oinus occurred, and even so, he's still going to be chayiv, even though he didn't cause his damage be a dayim, and the hezek only happened Mela. And before we end, let's just go back and explain the 9 different items that Rabbi Ishi brought as Ovis Nezikin. Ayin Rashi, Dibel Maskal Shemechinim, where he says that a Shemechinim would be chayiv b'pshia, as we know that a Shemechinim has the lowest level of shmira, the lowest level of responsibility, and he will only be chayiv if he was pesheya and something happened to the item that he was guarding, but he certainly won't be chayiv for gneva aveda, and shoyel chayiv afilo ibainzin, and the shoyel is on the other end of the spectrum because klal noshaloi, and therefore he's even going to be chayiv even if an oinus happened. And the seicha v'neisis socha, a seicha who is someone that rents something, and a neisis socha is a shemis socha, they're chayiv b'gneva aveda, and certainly b'pshia, and they're a middle stage. And of course, the Gemara later on will have a shayla if a seicha is considered like a shemis socha, or if he's considered like a shemis chinam. L'maisa, all of them are considered obvious tzikin because for kulu ksivi, because all of them are brought down in the pasuk, k'tani perek hashoyel bar metzia pasuk rishon and never b'shoyel mechinam shniyah b'shoyel mesacha and shlishis b'shoyel hilchach avos nino v'kamam boy my nino toldos. And the Gemara and Daf Hey will ask the lechira, since we're calling these avos, the mechlal there is also toldos, and what are the toldos of shoyel mechinam shoyel noisisacha v'asecha? Rashi continues to discuss the obligations of someone that is mazik their friend as nezek hachayil b'chaveri noisilim mashu shava achsha pachas mebetchila, and you have to pay for the diminution of this person's value as to what he would be able to be sold in the marketplace. That the obligation to pay for a person's sar is based on how much a person would want to pay, that if they know that in any case they have to have their hand cut off, for example, and it will be done through a sword without anesthetic, or they would actually be able to get an anesthesia, and how much is that value that they would pay. And Rashi over here says the less litzah kulehai. However, Rashi and Apehei says that how much a person would give in order that he should not have any pain at all. And the Lashon Rashi over there is Sar Oimdim Yodai Hamuchdavis Lamelech Lekaitza Besam She'in Shom Tzak Klal Kamaritzalita Lekaitza Besayev. And Rashi over here says Ripu Shavis Abaishis Kul Yalf Mikroi Beperka Chayvel Vekimin Ksivi. And since they're all written, Aves Nenu, therefore considered Aves. And Rashi doesn't explain exactly what Ripu Shavis Abaishis is. And we know Ripu is referring to his medical expenses, and Shavis refers to his lost wages. And since he was already paid for Nezek, so that included any lost wages based on what he could have done originally when he had an arm, and therefore Rashi explains that since at this point he can't work at all, but we look at him as he was handicapped, and if he would be able to get a job at this point, he'd be able to be a Shemi Kishuim, which is of course a very low paying job, and that is what you pay him for his lost wages. And of course, Boishas, as Rashi says, on that Pei Gimel, HaKol Fiham and Vayish Bem Esbayish, Odom Kal Shabayish Bei Shosim Ruba, Odom Choshev Shesbayish Bei Shosim Ruba, and Ayin Tezid Dilem Askel Shleisha Asa Ovis Nezikin, Vidinem Yud Beis, that really there are only 12 different dinim in all these 13 that Rabbi Ishi mentions. The Seicha Kashem Esacha Havei, Oy Kashem Echinam Havei, because we know that Seicha either has a din like Kashem Esacha or like Kashem Echinam. And Taisin Dima Maskel, Shem Echinam Vashoyal, points out that Lechera, the Gemara should have listed them in the order that they're mentioned in the Torah. Taisin explains that Shem Echinam, Potemen Akol, Chutzman Apshia, since it has the least obligation, and Shoyal Chayab Akol, Chutzman Mesa Machin Locha, and has the highest level obligation, and Benesis Secha, and a Nesis Secha is a middle obligation, because Chayab Mixas, Big Neva Veda, Mupotter Boynton, Lakak Nakalu, Besaid Azer, Veloik Seda Shinichter Bepasha. And finally, the Taisa Dima Maskel, Trey Gavni Adam, Taisa Es, Vim Taima, Kibin Tony, Trey Gavni Adam. Since Rabbi Ishi feels that we have to have separate categories of Adam, since they are Nafkaminis La Locha, so Taisa Es, Lissi Nami, Gimel Aves, Bishar, we should also say 3 different Aves by Shar, Hakaran Vashen, Varegel, since different halachas apply to all these different Aves, Nishleima, Denichle Lichlo, Kulum Bishar, Kamaitan Ma. Barsisin, and since according to Rav, the Tara Mishnah also used the word Shar to include Karen Shen Regel, and therefore Rabbi Ishiya's Brisa also included them in the same category, although in a Chanami, there are different nafkaminis la locha between Karen, Shen, and Regel, and we will stop over here.